Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. It is me. This season 21. I'm so happy it's fall because that heat. Well, I hope you guys had a great summer. We're back. And this season, I'm focusing on American children and that education system and what needs to change and what needs to improve and what we're missing and what we don't need in order for these kids to excel and be where they need to be. Right? Right. And that is why you are here, because you feel the same way I do too. I hope you guys enjoy the season. My name is Chantal. I am the mom of the girls. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to Cozy Woman Podcast. This is a podcast about better parenting. I am a mom of two, one in elementary school and the other one in middle school. I think about their education often. And yes, they still are on their summer break, but we do work over here. Math, reading, grammar, spelling, geography. I always want to prepare them for what they're going to get into, so it's not going to catch them by surprise. As a kid, I always felt blindsided after summer, going back into school, and the teacher gives us a test or the teacher gives us work, and I feel instantly defeated. Why are you trying to defeat me today? So for my kids, I want their mindset to be, instead of defeat, bring it. Or, ooh, a challenge. Ooh, this looks fun. And I always did my work in school. I wasn't a slacker. I did my homework. I did my classwork. I did my projects. I did my papers. I turned them in before time, sometimes on time. Okay? And I was an honor roll kid. Even though I hated math, I loved English, history, and art class. In high school, I was in the Who is Who among American high school students books multiple times. And that was a publication and website that listed students who excelled in community service, academics, and extracurricular activities. Then they stopped doing it because they filed bankruptcy. But anyway, my point is that learning is important, and that's why I wanted to do a season on revamping how we think about our children's education in America, because a lot of the kids are behind, and they're not behind because no one knows how to teach them. They're behind because of so many reasons that I want to discuss in this episode. Welcome to Cozy Woman Podcast. Where technology is now versus what kids are being taught needs to catch up. We have to stop caring about the age of children and teach them what they need. We have to stop caring about are they in uniform and just teach them what they need. We have to stop playing number games with kids. Teach them the math skills that matter, the math skills that they'll need in real life, at a workplace. Update their books, books that are relevant to them so they can be interested. Kids need to learn budgeting, property taxes, how it works, legal verbiage, debating, how to properly debate and not out of emotion, how politics work, how communities are built, how government structures work. Teachers need living salaries so they don't have to go out and get a second job after teaching classes all day, sometimes at night, so they can match their work with their effort. Okay? Teach these kids how to properly research. You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire
at the Shambi Pot and Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potted, hashtag Shambi Potted, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotted.com. Now back to the show. And source their findings. Bring back originality in the classroom. No one uses long division in the workplace. Nobody. So it doesn't need to be taught. It's a waste of time. No one is thinking without devices, which is making kids' brains lazier than they need to be. And that has to change. The kids cannot read. So let's stop passing the kids lacking the basics. I work with 20-plus-year-olds. 30-plus-year-olds, 40-plus-year-olds who struggle with basic math skills and comprehension. That is why I have a job. I don't have a job because no one else can do it. I don't have a job because it's impossible for anybody else to do what I do. I have a job that I have because the people in the other departments do not want to read or use their brain to figure out why an account is what an account is. And eventually, AI will take my job because a computer can figure out why an account is costing what it's costing per month or per year for a premium. This illusion that you need to go to college in order to do these jobs that they don't pay us enough for in order to pay back college and make a living and save and take care of our families is an illusion in itself. And it starts in the classroom. We have to stop wasting time teaching children things that they are not going to use in life. We have to start making sure they know what they need to know before we move them up in a grade. We've been passing kids that are mentally, emotionally, and mathematically behind for too long.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The curriculum needs to make sense for where our children will be as adults by the time they get to adult age. The curriculum needs to be exciting, personal, filled with life skills, holistic, research studies, bring back book reports. When was the last time you seen your child do a book report? We used to do book reports throughout the summer, multiplication throughout the summer before we could go outside. We did book reports throughout the school year. We should have the right courses and the right basics being taught to kids. When it comes to math basics and how they will use it in the workspace. When it comes to science, how chemicals work with each other. What is biology? Learning their body. Learning about animal life. When it comes to English, their grammar, their comprehension, writing, their speech, history, what happened, the truth of what happened, not including your feelings. History is not really about, was this sad or will this hurt other people's feelings or is this too harsh? These kids watch horror movies on Mondays. These kids watch reels and TikToks of people breaking bones, people crashing into each other, people jumping off of houses. And I'm not saying it's right, but let's stop saying that we cannot tell our children the truth about history because it's going to hurt their feelings. They need to know the truth about history so they can understand why things are what they are today and why rules are set in place so they don't go back to what they used to be. When it comes to politics, that needs to be taught. The earlier, the better, because America runs off of politics in every way. Your community, your state, your federal government. Okay, that's politics. The structures of government. You know how many adults do not know the structures of government? You know how many adults do not know how laws are made? But they vote. But they pay taxes. Life skills. Our children need to learn life skills. Budgeting. What you need to open a bank account. What type of bank account should you have? What type of savings account should you have? The basics are on investing. Property buying. Why should you buy property? How do assets appreciate? What is an asset? These are things they should be learning in elementary school. Getting better on a higher level in middle school. Very much in depth in high school. Right? Recess needs to be a thing. Recess should be a thing from elementary school going into middle school, in my opinion, because these kids have a lot of energy. They need to work off what they ate for lunch, and they need to come back in the classroom settled. Okay? They need recess. A lot of reason why kids act up in a classroom is because they have nowhere else to put that energy. All right? Look at our kids, how overweight they are. I've never seen so many overweight kids. I did go to school where we had one or two kids that were overweight. But it's kind of like every classroom, just overweight kids. And to me, I know some things are genetic, but at the same time, as parents, we control what gets bought and put in the household. You might not be able to be with your child every hour of the day to see what they're eating, but we control what they eat for breakfast. We control what they eat for dinner. We control what they eat on the weekends. We control if soda's in the household. We control if too much juice and sugar is in the household, or candy, or chips. We can't keep saying, oh, I don't know how they got this big. No, you know how they got that big. And now your child is 8 with a heart condition because you didn't set any boundaries. To parent, you have to want to parent. These kids should be learning about taxes. Why do they exist? When are they used? How do we pay it? Where does it go after we pay it? Maybe they might not want so many things after they learn about taxes. Maybe they would want to save their money if they learned about taxes. Hands-on creating is so important. Let them learn how to cook in the classroom. Let them learn how to properly measure things and what happens when they don't measure. What happens if they use baking soda instead of baking powder? Following instructions, reading the instructions, waiting for things to cook so you could go to the next step. These are all life skills, but these are things that they're going to have to learn in order to maintain day to day, that they're not learning in a classroom. How many parents can really sit and say, oh, when I'm at home and I'm cooking, I have my child read the directions to me, or measure out the flour, or measure out the ingredients, or tell me, how do I know when chicken is cooked? How many 8-year-olds can you say right now know how to cook rice? I know some 30-year-olds that really struggle at cooking rice. Because the last generation, if you were old enough to read, if you were old enough to ask for it, you're old enough to learn how to cook it. The last generation, we were taught how to do it ourselves, so our parents didn't always have to do it. There was a lot of latchkey kids in the last generation. There were a lot of using the stove and not using the microwave in the last generation. This generation wants to put everything in the microwave because they don't want to learn how to cook it. This generation wants to buy it or have it DoorDashed already made. Inviting strangers to your home when your kids are at home by themselves. That doesn't sound smart. That doesn't sound smart at all. Trusting someone to go pick up your food and not go in the bag or put something on your food before you get it. That doesn't sound smart at all. So we have to think, what do these kids need to learn in order to be prepared for outside, prepared to be driving around on their own, prepared to be signing contracts, understanding what the job entails, understanding what rights are they giving up when they log into certain social media, understanding what it means for a device to have full access to all your pictures and videos and your music. Like, we put decisions in kids' hands every day, and a lot of them still don't know how to read. So we need a new way to prepare these kids. It shouldn't be private school, charter school, magnet school teaches them efficiently only. All schools should be teaching our kids efficiently. This hierarchy of learning is trash. This hierarchy of teaching is trash. How and what quality of teaching kids get depends on the pockets of their parents, and that's wicked. Do we want a better nation? Do we really truly want efficiency among people? And the truth is, the leaders of this country called America do not care. And they do not care enough to make sure every child gets a decent, quality education. They only care who's lining their pockets. So a lot of parents end up having to move away from family that they know and friends that they know and that village that they know so their child could get a better education, so their child could be in a safer school. That should not be a thing, but it is a thing, right? And even though your child may be able to get a safer environment where they live, get a better education where they go to school, they might be completely out the box of their culture, removed from their culture, thrown into a culture that they don't know or understand, and then grow up. And people are looking at them like, why you act like that? Why don't you know what this is? What do you mean you don't eat this? And it all goes back into choices that parents are put in a predicament to make because what they knew wasn't giving the quality their children deserve. And that's what I want to talk about this season, because the way our children are educated or the lack of education that our kids get will affect them as adults. And if we don't get to them when they're in elementary school and middle school and high school, it's going to be very hard for them in their 20s and 30s and 40s. Very hard for them to adjust. I just believe that grouping kids to get lesser quality education is not building a great nation. You are okaying kids being behind out of classism and greed of money. And that's not right to me. We have to add on to what these teachers do. Meaning, at home, you should also be teaching your child. Communicating with your child, communicating with their teacher, communicating with their coach, checking their work, asking them about their school day, asking them what did they learn. Can you show me something that you learned today? These kids today barely get homework. And I'm not saying kids have to get homework in order to learn or embed what they were taught during the day, but that is a great way to make sure that they're catching on or they're improving. And a lot of teachers today, they're not checking their homework for accuracy. They're just checking to see if they did it. Just because you do something and it shows that you did it but you're not checking the accuracy of the work, how are you gauging their learning and understanding of it if you're not correcting it? Is correcting a child's homework now too much to do for teachers? Because you can only check so many kids if you have a classroom of 24 kids during the day, 5 days a week. So someone's homework last week did not get checked. So maybe you didn't check their homework last week for accuracy. Maybe you didn't get around to checking their classwork last week for accuracy. And now you find that John been behind since 2 weeks ago because you just didn't get around to check their work. That's how we have kids being behind and being pushed to the next grade because of their age. We have to be learning with our children when it comes to parenting. We have to be teaching them on top of what their teachers are teaching them. We have to do the research to understand the way that these teachers want them to be taught. I don't play about preparing my kids, but the system will play about preparing your kids because it's struggable. It's struggable if one of our kids fall through the cracks because that's not their kid. A lot of these politicians don't even send their children to public school. They send them to private school where their kids are guaranteed a certain quality of teaching, a certain comfort of a classroom, a certain want to from those teachers. Because in reality, I'm not going to tell you, oh, after you wake up really early and you get these kids to school and you pack their lunch and you make sure they get home and you do a full work day, you should have time enough to teach them every day. Some days you're not going to be able to, but it takes a lot of effort. Am I tired? Yes. Do their dads help them with educating them at home? No. Am I the one that's making the work? Yes. Am I the one that's buying the workbooks? Yes. Do I read with them? Yes. Do they push back? Do they want to read all the time? No. But do we get it done? Yes. Do I bribe them to do it? No. I tell them to do it. Kids do what you guide them to do, not what you suggest. So revamping how we educate our kids is vital to their growth. Let's stop playing with their time and to do work, to learn, and let's help them develop the skills that they need. So, if you understood what I was talking about in this episode, you're going to enjoy this whole season because I'm getting into it, okay? I'm getting to it. Parenting is not always easy. Parenting is not always fun. It can be very exhausting, but it is very rewarding. So till next time, this is what I'm on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As a mother, as a parent, as a 4-year college grad working corporate who is exhausted with what I get to witness on a daily basis. And it goes back down to just passing kids because, oh, you turn 12, you need to be in this grade. Or you turn 15, you need to be in this grade. Or you need to take this classes because it's part of your curriculum. If they don't know the basics, they're going to fail the next level. If you graduate them when they really need to learn more, they're going to be a nuisance to the workplace. They're going to be a headache for the manager. They're going to be giving people a refund that's more than what they should be getting back. The register is going to be short. Like, all of this has a monopoly effect, a domino effect on society. So then this whole push for AI versus people, you wonder why they're putting more machines in stores over people. Because they don't have to worry about having empathy and understanding on why a machine doesn't know. But they have to worry about that for a human being. And a lot of these companies, after they hit a million mark, a billion mark in profits, they don't want to have to worry about why Ms. Johnson needs the week off or the weekend off or who got sick or hurt at work. Plug in the machine and sell my product. And that's where we're moving. We're moving towards machines over people. And if we don't educate our children properly, what jobs are they going to have by the time it's their time to adult and make a living? What are they going to do that's going to really show improve their skills? What skills are they going to have them excel to the next level in society? It starts in school. It starts with their education. It starts with putting them in the right environments and really pouring into them, really understanding where they're mentally at, where they're academically short, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses. Then tap in, okay? My name is Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Welcome to season 21. You can find more about this podcast on shanbypodden.com. If you would like to support this podcast, you can definitely donate in the link below in the show notes for Red Circle. Or you can purchase something on bonfire.com at the Shanby Podden spot where I have all the merch for the podcast. I appreciate you. If you like this episode, please share it. Share it with a teacher. Share it with a parent. Share it with a soon-to-be parent. I share what I know. I share what I think is going to help. And when it comes to this parenting thing, it is work. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
Hi, I love you. Hi, I love you.